我们今天要一起来读罗马书第九章，第八章。
We'll look at Romans chapter 8.
从二十六节开始。
Starting with verse 26. Doesn't matter if you're reading English or Chinese.
但是我希望我们可以一起来读。
I hope we can read it together.
我们从二十六节读到三十一节。
Let's read it from verse 26 through verse 31.
况且，我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意与圣徒祈求。我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？好，我们就停在这里。
Let us stop here.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have more words of prayer.
天父，我们是何等有福气的人。
Heavenly Father, how fortunate are we?
我们可以蒙你拣选。
That we can be chosen by you.
我们的罪恶得蒙洗净。
Our sins are cleansed.
我们得到一个新的生命。
We receive a new life.
我们被称为你的孩子。
We are called your children.
我们可以与你一同坐席。
We can sit at the table and feast with you.
我们可以吃喝享受你丰盛的恩典。
We can eat and drink your abundant grace.
我们感谢还要再感谢。
Lord, we give you thanks upon thanks.
我们赞美还要再赞美。
We praise upon praise.
我们更感谢你愿意对我们的心说话。
We are even more grateful that you are willing to speak to our hearts.
我们一同坐在你的脚前。
We together sit before your feet.
我们求你来借着圣经对我们的心说话。
We beseech you to speak to our hearts through the Bible.
祷告是靠主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
Pray in the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我跟弟兄姐妹一起读这段圣经也读了好几回了。
I have been reading this passage with you several times.
我们说过况且是什么意思。
We have talked about what it means to be in the same way.
我们也说过人生真的是充满了叹息。
And we have talked about how life is full of groanings.
我们说过人生有许多的无奈。
We said there are many things we cannot help in life.
我们也说过我们要知道我们不过是一个人。
And we talked about how we must know that we are nothing but men.
是一个人就是非常的有限。
To be a man is to be limited.
是非常的软弱。
To be very weak.
在很多的事情上我们都没有办法。
In many things, we do not know the way.
我们想做的我们做不到。
What we want to do, we cannot.
我们想改变的环境我们无可奈何。
The circumstances that we want to change, we cannot.
在我们所有的软弱里面
In all of our weaknesses,
我们有一个 极大的软弱。
We have the greatest weakness.
那就是我们甚至于不会祷告。
And that is we do not know how to pray.
我们以为自己会祷告。
We think we know how to pray.
我们以为闭着眼睛说话就叫做祷告。
We think if we close our eyes and we speak, that is called praying.
我们以为说一些你们、我们、他们、阿们就搞定。
We think that as long as we say we, you, them, and we say amen, then it's all set.
其实祷告对我们来讲是极大的奥秘。
Actually, praying is a great mystery to us.
我们是谁呀？
Who are we?
在浩瀚的宇宙中要找我们很难的。
In the vast universe, it is very difficult to find us.
别说在宇宙中找我们。
Forget about finding us in the universe.
就是到美国要找我们也不容易啊。
It is even hard to find us in the US.
有些朋友很天真。
There are some friends who are very naive.
打电话给我。
They call me.
我的儿子要到 New Jersey 去了。
They say, my son is coming to New Jersey.
你一定要好好照顾他。
Said, you have to take care of him.
我说你儿子到 New Jersey 哪里啊
？I say, where in New Jersey is your son going?
啊，就是 New Jersey 嘛。
It's New Jersey.
他也不想一想。
And he doesn't think.
就是 New Jersey 嘛。
It's just New Jersey.
我要到哪儿去找他儿子
？Where am I going to go find his son?
我以为他们很傻。
I think they're very foolish.
只等到我的孩子去上海。
Until my child went to Shanghai.
我打电话找我上海的朋友。
I call my friends in Shanghai.
我说我孩子来上海了。
I said, my child is coming to Shanghai.
有空关照关照啊。
And if you have some free time, please take care of her.
他说他住在哪个区啊。
And they say, what area does she live in?
我以为上海有多大呢。
And I thought how big Shanghai is.
我才知道从这里到那里要了命的。
And then I realized that from here to there, it's a very long distance.
要找我们真不容易啊。
It's very difficult to find us.
我们算什么？
Who are we?
我们怎么能够来跟这一位创造宇宙、管理万有的神来说话？
How can we talk to this God who has created the universe and governs everything?
更可怜的。
Even more pitiful.
是我们跟他说话的时候，我们常常忘记了他是谁。
Even more pitiful is that when we do speak with him, we forget who he is.
你们有的人知道。
Some of you know.
我们教会以前一个非常爱主的女的传道人。
Some of you may know that we in our church there was this female missionary who very much
minister
who very much loved the Lord.
可是她生了很重的病。
But she had great illness.
非常的痛苦。
She was very much suffering.
不是痛苦一下下。
She wasn't just suffering for a little while.
她的痛苦是。一直要痛下去。
Her suffering lasted for a very long time.
只等到她有一天去见主。
Until the day she went to the Lord.
所以我们很多弟兄姊妹很爱她。
So there are many brothers and sisters who very much loved her.
我们为她祷告。
We pray for her.
你知道我们怎么祷告吗？
Do you know how we pray?
我听到好多好可爱的弟兄姐妹的祷告。
I heard many prayers from beloved brothers and sisters.
主啊。
Lord,
你知道他有多爱你吗？
Do you know how much she loves you?
你难道不晓得吗？
Do you not know?
我们在跟谁说话？
Who are we speaking to?
我们知道他是谁吗？
Do we know who he is?
我们什么时候觉得我们的祷告神听了呢？
When do we think God listens to our prayer?
就是上帝听话的时候。
It's when God is obedient.
我们要的，他同意了。
What we want, he agreed.
我们什么反应啊?
What is our reaction?
What's your reaction? Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
那是祷告吗?
Is that praying?
那如果他不同意呢?
And if he disagrees,
怎么办?
Then what do we do?
就不祷告了吗?
Then do we not pray?
那祷告有什么用啊?
What's the use of praying?
如果他不听话, 我干嘛要跟他说呀?
If he's not listening to me and he doesn't agree, then why do I tell him?
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有发现?
Brothers and sisters, do you see?
我们真不懂得什么叫祷告啊?
We truly don't understand what is praying.
我们以为祷告是用来从神那里 得到一些我们想要的东西的手段。
We think that it's a method for us to get something we want from God.
如果这就是祷告,
if that is praying,
你信的神太不像话了。Then
it's ridiculous to God that you believe in.
他哪里是掌管宇宙伟大的创造者?
Then how can he be this great creator who's created the universe?
他居然不知道他在做什么。
He doesn't even know what he's doing.
只要你告诉他你需要什么, 他想, 哦, 我想起来, 好好好, 给你一点。
He needs you to tell him what you need, and then he says, oh, that's right, and then he'll give you a little bit.
我们真不懂什么叫祷告。
We don't know what is praying.
因为我们软弱。
Because we're weak.
我们从来不知道神命令他的儿女们祷告。
We never knew that God commanded his children to pray.
是为着让我们跟他建立更好的关系。
It is for us to establish a better relationship with him.
是让我们更多的认识他。
It is so that we can know him better.
是让我们更多的被他改变。
It is so that we can be changed by him.
祷告是亲近神的途径。
Prayer is a route to be closer to God.
祷告不是叫上帝听话的手段。
Prayer is not a method for God to listen to you.
但是我们真的不懂。
But we truly do not know.
当然不是说我们什么都不懂。
It is not to say that we don't know anything.
但是一个人
But a man
必须知道
Must know
我们是人。
We must know that we are men.
我们软弱。
We are weak.
我们很多的事都不知道。
Many things we do not know.
生命记29章29节。
Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29.
告诉我们说，隐秘的事是属乎耶和华。
Says the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
我们的神。
It belongs to Lord our God.
唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的。
But the things revealed belong to us and to our sons forever.
好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
That we may observe all the words of this law.
许多的事是属于神的。
Many things belong to the Lord.
我们不知道。
We don't know.
但是今天很多人都以为自己很本事。
But many people think they're very capable.
他可以祷告祷告就知道上帝要他买哪一个股票。
That if they keep on praying, then they'll know which stock to buy.
他祷告祷告就知道上帝要他干什么。
That if they keep on praying, they'll know what God wants them to do.
他祷告祷告就知道他该嫁给谁还是娶谁。
That if they keep on praying, they'll know who to marry.
好聪明啊。
So smart.
我们要知道一件事。
We must know one thing.
我们真的很多事都不知道。
Many things we do not know.
不要说世界末日什么时候我们不知道。
Let's not say we don't know when is the end of the world.
很多我们以为我们知道的事,恐怕我们都不知道。
There are many things that we think we know, but we don't.
有一个非常有恩赐的年轻人。
There is a very blessed young man.
告诉他所有的朋友。
He told his, all of his friends
上帝清楚地呼召我,
that God had clearly called me
要到非洲去宣教,
to be a missionary in Africa.
大学毕业,
after college,
就去了,
he went
三个月,
3 months.
死在那里,
he died.
你要问我为什么?
If you have to ask me why,
你要问我怎么为他的家人祷告?
You ask me how to pray for his family.
我告诉你,
I tell you, I don't know.
还记得 Elizabeth Elam吗?
Do you remember Elizabeth Elam?
这一个可爱的姐妹,
this very beloved sister.
他们到了 一个少数民族,
they went to a minority place.
在jungle里面,
in a jungle.
那个民族,
that ethnic group.
是吃人的,
they eat human.
可是他说,
but she said that God is guiding us to go to them.
所以他就想说要把圣经翻译成他们的语言。
So she thought she wants to translate the Bible into their language.
好不容易找到一个人,
that after much hard work, she found one man
懂得西班牙语,
who understands Spanish,
也懂得那个食人族的语言,
and also understands the language of that tribe.
所以这个姐妹就要去学西班牙文,
so this sister has to learn Spanish.
然后可以跟这个人来学当地食人族的语言,
so that she can learn from this person the local language of the tribe.
她西班牙文还没学好,
even before she learned Spanish,
她的翻译就被那个族人吃掉了,
her translator had already gotten eaten up by the people of that tribe.
让她真的觉得不知道自己在干什么,
so that she doesn't know what she was doing.
后来很长的故事,
after a very long story,
她真的花了许多年的岁月,
she spent many years,
她真的把那个学会了那个族的语言,
she learned that tribe's language,
她翻译那个族的圣经,
and she translates the Bible into that language.
有一天当她回到她住的茅屋的时候,
one day when she returned to her hut,
她所有的稿子全部被烧了,
that all of her scripts, all of her translations were burned.
她面对着那一团的灰,
when she was facing that pile of ashes,
她说了一句很有智慧的话,
she said she made a statement that was full of wisdom.
不要猜什么是神的旨意,
do not guess what is the will of God.
只要谦卑地敬拜,
only to humbly worship him.
在任何的环境里,
that in all circumstances,
要相信他知道他在做什么,
you have to trust that he knows what he's doing.
我们真的软弱,
we are truly weak.
我们不知道我们怎么祷告,
we don't know how to pray.
我们碰到一点的痛苦,
when we encounter a little bit of suffering,
我们遇到百般的试炼,
when we encounter the persecution,
all kind of turn,
all kinds of persecutions,
我们迷惘,
we are lost,
我们就是不知道怎么祷告,
we just don't know how to pray.
但是我们感谢神,
but we thank our Lord.
我们不知道怎么祷告,
we don't know how to pray.
不表示说我们就没有希望,
that doesn't mean we're hopeless.
这里告诉我们,
here it tells us,
我们在软弱的中间,
that in our weaknesses,
有圣灵帮助我们,
that the Holy Spirit is helping us.
我们不知道怎么祷告的时候,
when we do not know how to pray,
圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
The Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
我们本不晓得当怎样祷告。
We originally do not know how to pray.
只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息。
But the Spirit Himself prays for us with groanings too deep for words.
你知道这几个字看起来很平常的。
If you look at these words, they're so ordinary.
但如果你稍微多懂了一点点,
But if you understand it a little bit more,
你知道这里告诉我们说, 我们的软弱有圣灵帮助。
Here it tells us that our weaknesses is helped by the Holy Spirit.
帮助这个字,
Help, this word.
你如果去查字典,
If you look it up in a dictionary,
我讲是希腊文的字典,
I mean the Greek dictionary,
你就知道这个字它原来的意思是讲到两个人一起挑水。
You know that word originally means two people carrying water together.
圣灵帮助我们,
that the Holy Spirit is helping us.
他是跟我们一起,
that He together with us.
与我们同在,
that He is together with us.
来帮我们挑水,
to help us to carry the water.
这里说我们不知道怎么祷告。
Here it tells us that we don't know how to pray.
圣灵亲自,
that the Spirit Himself
用说不出的叹息,
that uses groanings too deep for words.
说不出的叹息,
groanings too deep for words.
说不出就是讲到不是言语可以表达的。
It says here that these are things that cannot be described by words.
叹息,
groanings.
原文是讲到一个女人要生孩子的时候。
The original meaning of groaning, it is when a woman is about to give birth.
那种痛苦沉吟,
that suffering.
虽然是极深的痛苦,
even though it is a very deep suffering.
但是在那个痛苦里面还有一个盼望。
But in that suffering, there is hope.
因为盼望孩子能够平安地生出来。
Because there is hope that the child will be safely delivered.
这种强烈的感情,
that strong emotion,
这种极深的痛苦,
that deep suffering.
我不知道弟兄姊妹在你的生命中,
Brothers and sisters, I don't know in your life,
你有没有遇见过一些事情?
Have you encountered certain things?
你到一个痛苦的光景的时候,
that when you're in a state of suffering,
你到神的面前去,
you go before God,
你跪在那里,
you kneel before Him,
你不知道说什么,
you don't know what to say,
你没有话说,
you are without words,
你不知道跟神讲什么,
you don't know what to say to God.
你可能会哭,
you may cry.
但是你可能到一个地步哭都哭不出来。
It may also be that you are beyond crying.
在你的里面有一个说不出的叹息。
That inside of you there is a groaning that is too deep for words.
那一种的叹息。
That kind of groaning.
说出你里面最深的痛苦。
That groaning speaks to the deepest suffering in you.
这里说到我们不晓得怎么祷告的时候,
Here it says that when we do not know how to pray,
圣灵亲自,
that the Spirit Himself,
亲自,
Himself,
他不是说圣灵派天使,
It didn't say that the Spirit is sending angels.
他没有说圣灵感动教会的弟兄姐妹。
It didn't say that the Spirit touched brothers and sisters.
他这里说圣灵亲自。
Here it says the Spirit himself.
我不知道你能不能够读到这里有一点的体会。
I don't know if you can feel this when you're reading it.
怎么可能？
How is it possible?
我们中间有没有人知道马英九是谁？
Among us, do we know who 马英九 is? Is there anyone who doesn't know who 马英九 is?
有没有人不知道他是谁？
Is there anyone who doesn't know who he is?
啊？So you don't know who is Ma Ying-jeou. He is the president in Taiwan.
He's the president of Taiwan.
假设啊。
Assume.
你到台湾去。
If you go to Taiwan.
就好像我等一下就要去坐飞机去台湾。
Just like I'm about to fly to Taiwan later today.
碰到了一个很大的麻烦。
I encountered this great difficulty.
没有人可以帮你。
No one can help you.
你走投无路。
That there's nowhere to turn.
你没办法。
There's nowhere to go.
你写一封信。
You wrote a letter.
给马英九。
To 马英九, to the president.
你说我碰到了一个很大的麻烦。
You say, I have encountered this great difficulty.
不知道你能不能够救救我。
I don't know whether or not you can save me.
然后你把信寄出去了。
And you send out the letter.
过两天。
A few days later.
你的电话响了。
Your phone rings.
你拿起电话。
You pick up the phone.
那边说这里是总统府。
And they say, this is the president's office.
总统告诉我们你写信给他。
The president tells us that you wrote him a letter.
要我们解决你的困难。
That asking for us to help you to solve your problem.
我们现在已经派了一个专员。
We have already sent an official.
马上就到你住的地方。
He is about to arrive at your residence.
就带你去处理你现在碰到的这个困难，一定帮你解决搞定。
And he will personally help you to solve your problem, and it will definitely be resolved.
如果这个事情你听到这个电话
，If you hear this phone call,
你要说什么
？What do you say?
很可能你会说。怎么可能啊？太好了。
Very possible you would say this is too good to be true.
怎么会他这么的关心我
？How is it possible that he cares about me so much?
他可以愿意帮我解决这个困难呢、啊、
？That he's willing to solve this problem for me.
是不是啊
？Right.
各位，假如你在大陆
，Everyone, if you are in mainland China,
你写给温家宝。
You write this letter to 温家宝。
然后同样你说这是国务院来的电话。
And then they'll say that this is a call from the parliament.
Woman's state office.
From the state office.
温总理交代，一定派人马上解决你的问题。
That the prime minister has said that he has commanded that we solve this problem for you right away.
你要不要千感谢万感谢
？Do you have to be so thankful？
啊，会吧。但是现在假设哦。
So then let's assume。
在大陆。
That in mainland China。
电话响了。
That the phone rings。
我是温家宝。
And the person says, "I am 温家宝."
你接到电话，你什么反应
？If you pick up the phone, what's your reaction？
有的人说诈骗集团，挂了。
Somebody will say it's a prank call, and you will hang up.
但是我听到有一个人最经典。
But I've heard heard even a more classic answer.
他说你是温家宝啊。
Said, you're 温家宝。
我胡锦涛。
If you're the prime minister, then I'm the president.
因为你不会相信的。
Because you don't believe it.
怎么可能？
How is that possible?
是不是啊？
Right?
你懂我的意思没有？
Do you understand?
假如你在台湾。
If you're in Taiwan.
你写了那封信。
Then you wrote that letter.
电话响了。
And the phone rings.
我是马英九。
He said, I am 马英九。
他不但说我是马英九。
Not only does he say I'm 马英九。
他说我现在正坐车到你住的地方去。
He said, I am riding in a car on my way to your residence.
我要亲自陪着你去把你这个问题解决。
I will personally go with you to solve your problem.
你相信不相信？
Do you believe it?
你相信不相信？
Do you believe him?
不相信啊。
You won't.
真的不相信啊。各位，但是如果你是马维忠，你相信不相信？
But if you are 马维忠， do you believe that?
马维忠是马英九的女儿。
If you are his daughter, then do you believe him?
相信不相信？
Do you believe him?
为什么？
Why?
因为在马英九的心中，那是心肝宝贝啊。
Because in Ma Ying-jeou's heart, that's his precious daughter.
她的事就天大的事啊。
That whatever problem she has, it's the biggest problem in the world.
懂了没有？
Do you understand?
我女儿只要一个电话。
My daughter, it only takes one phone call.
她的事就是我的事啊。
Her problem is my problem.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你跟我
，You and I，
当我们在极深的痛苦中
，When we are in deep pain，
当我们苦到一个地步不会祷告
，When we suffer so much that we don't know how to pray，
这里告诉我们
，Here it tells us，
圣灵
，The Holy Spirit，
亲自
，Himself，
你懂为什么吗
？Do you know why？
因为你跟我
Because you and I
是神的心肝宝贝
We are the precious children of God
我们的事
Our things, our problems
就是他的事
Is his problem
他不是派别人来解决
He doesn't send anyone else to solve it
圣灵
Holy Spirit
亲自
Himself
用说不出的叹息来替我们祷告。
Intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
你如果真的读懂这句话
，If you truly understand this verse，
你就知道神有多爱你。
Then you know how much God loves you.
你就知道他在你身上有何等奇妙的计划。
You know what amazing plans He has in your life.
圣灵亲自
Spirit himself
用说不出的叹息替你我们祷告
Intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words
爱的表现
The manifestation of love
最重要的一点就是代祷
The most important part is to pray for others
你怎么知道你真的爱一个人
？How do you know you truly love that person？
就是你常常为他祷告。
That is that you often pray for him。
你没有为一个人常常祷告。
If you don't often pray for a person，
你说你爱他。
You say you love him。
你是说谎的。
You're lying。
只有心中极深的爱。
Only when there is great love,
才会让我们为一个人真正的祷告。
Then we will truly pray for that person.
圣灵不只是替我们祷告。
The Spirit not only prays for us.
圣灵不 他是用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
He intercedes, he prays for us with groanings too deep for words.
因为他里面感受到我们的痛苦。
Because he feels our pain inside.
我不知道你懂不懂什么叫说不出来的叹息祷告。
I don't know if you know what it means to pray with groanings too deep for words.
我曾经跟一个父亲在一起。
I was once with a father.
他在那里哭。
He was crying.
我去陪他。
And I was with him.
他为什么哭呢？
Why was he crying?
因为他的儿子告诉他。
Because his son told him.
他要自杀了。
That he wants to commit suicide.
他跟爸爸说再见。
He called to say goodbye to his father.
这个父亲痛苦。
And this father was in great pain.
因为儿子在几千里之外的地方。
Because the son is thousands of miles away.
儿子觉得自己走到人生的尽头。
The son feels that he is at the end of the road.
儿子不想活了。
That his son doesn't want to live anymore.
这个父亲在那里真的是好像说不出来的叹息。
The father, he seems to have this groaning that is too deep for words.
我们教会。
Our church.
很多年前。
Many years ago.
有一个十四五岁的小男孩。
There was a teenager, 14 or 15 years old.
在学校打篮球。
He was playing basketball in school.
突然之间就躺在地上。
All of a sudden, he fell to the ground.
不会动。
And not moving.
大家都觉得很奇怪。
Everyone thought it was very strange.
送到医院。
When they got to the hospital.
MRI.
After the MRI.
X-ray. 什么都照完了。
After all the tests.
没有受伤。
He had no injuries.
但他不会动了。
But he can't move.
医生非常的紧张。
The doctors were very nervous.
做了很多很多的检查。
After many, many examinations.
后来发现他不是运动受伤。
They realized that he wasn't injured through the sport.
他是被一种 virus attacked.
That he was being attacked by a virus.
而这种 virus 就让他的神经系统瘫痪了。
And that virus paralyzed his nerve system.
这种病
This kind of illness
非常非常的少。
It's very rare.
但是这种的病
But this kind of illness
非常的危险。
Very dangerous.
一半以上的人
More than half of those people
会死的。
Will die.
剩下一半的人
the rest of the other half,
有很大一部分会终身瘫痪
the vast majority of those who live are paralyzed for life.
父母知道这个事情
After the parents found out,
赶快告诉我们
they very quickly told us.
我们赶快打电话通知好多弟兄姐妹
we called many brothers and sisters.
干什么
to do what?
祷告。
To pray.
我猜哈。
I'm guessing.
如果你接到这个电话。
If you receive that phone call.
你会不会祷告
？Will you pray?
会吧。
You would.
我猜大家都会。
I think everyone would.
但是各位。
But everyone.
我们中间有几个人。
How many among us
会用说不出的叹息在那里祷告
How many among us would pray with groanings too deep for words?
不多
Not many
我那天陪着孩子的父母
That day I was with the parents
我们跪在地上
We knelt down on the floor
父母不会祷告
Parents didn't know how to pray.
跪在那里。
We were kneeling on the floor.
他们先哭。
First they cried.
哭完他们只能够说。
After they cried, all they can say,
主啊,
Lord,
主啊,
Lord,
主
啊, Lord,
没有话。
And then there's nothing else.
一句话都说不出来。
That they were unable to say anything else.
那是我第一次明白。
That's the first time I understood.
他们里面有多痛。
How painful it was.
他们里面有多难受。
How suffering they were.
我第一次明白什么叫做说不出的叹息来祷告。
The first time I understood what it means to pray with groanings too deep for words.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
有一天当你我遇到人生的痛苦。
That one day when you and I encounter the great suffering of this life.
当我们在极深的苦难中我们连祷告都不会的时候。
When we are in deep suffering that we don't even know how to pray.
我们的痛苦。
Our suffering.
让这一位创造天地的主。
Our suffering would cause this great God who's created the universe.
这一位圣灵保惠师。
This Holy Spirit.
他也跟我们一样的痛苦。
That he is suffering along with us.
他痛苦到一个地步。
He's suffering to a degree.
可能比我们还痛。
That he feels more pain than we do.
所以他用说不出的叹息在替我们祷告。
So therefore he prays for us with groanings too deep for words.
你知道这是什么样的爱吗?
Do you know what kind of love this is?
我们有的时候都不知道自己处在什么环境里。
Sometimes we don't even know what kind of circumstances we're in.
但是圣灵爱我们爱到这个地步。
But the Spirit loves us to a degree.
他看我们痛。他看我们痛。
That when he sees us in pain,
他比我们还痛。
That he feels more pain than we do.
所以圣灵。
So therefore the Spirit.
亲自。
Himself,
用说不出的叹息
with groanings too deep for words,
替我们祷告
intercedes for us.
鉴察人心的
the one who examines our heart,
晓得圣灵的意思
he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit.
因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
Because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
虽然圣灵感同身受的在那里说不出的叹息。
Even though the Spirit is groaning there.
但是他的祷告。
But his prayer,
你知道吗?
Do you know?
天父知道圣灵的意思。
The Heavenly Father knows what the Spirit is thinking, knows the mind of the Spirit.
圣灵不需要说什么。
The Spirit doesn't need to say anything.
圣灵在那里的叹息。
The groaning of the Spirit.
天父就了解。
Then the Heavenly Father understands.
更宝贵的。
Even more precious.
是圣灵替我们的祷告是按照神的旨意在替我们祷告。
And that is the Spirit prays for us according to the will of God.
因为是按照神的旨意替我们祷告。
Because he is praying for us according to the will of God.
父神一定成全他的祷告。
That the Heavenly Father will certainly listen to the prayer.
所以
Therefore,
我们才能够知道
Therefore, we know.
万事都互相效力
Therefore, we know that God causes all things to work together.
叫爱神的人得益处
For good to those who love God.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
To those who are called according to his purpose.
太多人读这节圣经。
Too many people read this verse.
不看上下文。
They don't read it in context.
断章取义。
They take it out of context.
万事都互相效力。
All things work together.
所以你今天碰到这个倒霉事。
So that today you encounter this unfortunate matter.
没有关系啦。
It doesn't matter.
万事互相效力啦。
All things work together.
你碰到个好事。
But if you encounter good things.
万事互相效力啊。
All things work together.
这不是圣经的意思。
That's not what the scripture means.
万事之所以可以互相效力。
The reason all things are able to work together.
是因为有圣灵用说不出的叹息在替我们祷告。
That's because the Holy Spirit is praying for us with groanings too deep for words.
是因为圣灵比我们知道什么是对我们最好的。
Because the Spirit knows even better than we do what is the best thing for us.
圣灵知道我们真正的需要。
The Spirit knows our true need.
而且圣灵他的祷告父神一定听的。
And because the Spirit's prayer, the Father will definitely listen.
所以万事才会互相效力。
Therefore, all things can work together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For good to those who love God.
请注意。
Please pay attention.
什么叫做益处?
What is for good?
很多人都以为那个益处是我买的房子比别人买的便宜。
Many people think that for good means that I bought a house cheaper than others.
很多人的益处是别人找不到工作，我找到工作。
Many people think that good is others cannot find job and I can.
很多人的益处都以为是地上的一点好处。
Many people think this good is a little bit of fortune in this world.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这里讲的益处
the good here,
不是地上的好处
it is not the good of this world,
这里讲的益处
the good that is here,
是讲到一个人的生命会被改变磨成神儿子耶稣基督的样子
it means that it represents someone's life who is changed and can be molded into the image of the Son of God.
因为神在这些爱神的人生命中的计划
Because the plan God has for these people who love God
不是叫我们在地上有一个 happy life
It is not for us to have a happy life in this world
神是要叫我们过一个 holy life
God wants us to live a holy life
神是要叫我们的生命被改变
God wants our lives to be changed
有一天我们真的能够磨成他儿子耶稣基督的样子
So that one day we can be molded into the image of his son
神关心的
What God cares about
跟我们的关心
Compared to what we care about
有的时候真的不一样
Sometimes it truly is different
弟兄姊妹我问你
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you.
基督徒有没有过出车祸然后车子都毁了人没事的
For Christians, have we ever encountered car accidents where the car is totally wrecked but the person, the driver, is fine?
有没有听说吗
We've heard of this.
很多次哦
Many times.
哎，不信耶稣的有没有
Non-Christians, has it happened?
是不是不信耶稣之后，爸马上死掉
？If you don't believe in Christ, if you get into a car accident, you die right away.
不是吗
？No.
不信耶稣的有没有撞出车死掉的？出车祸死掉的？哎，信耶稣的有没有出车祸死掉的？也有。
Christians and non-Christians can die in a car accident.
哎，不信耶稣的有没有买股票一下赚很多钱的？
If you don't believe in Christ, can you make a lot of money off of the stock market?
有没有？哎，基督徒有没有？
And does it happen among Christians?
也有嘛，是不是啊？好事啊，地上的好事啊，基督徒跟不是基督徒都有的，你知不知道？
The good things of this world that happens to both Christians and non-Christians.
地上的坏事啊，不是基督徒跟基督徒都有的，你知道吗？
The bad things in this world also happen to Christians and non-Christians.
很公平的哦。
It's very fair.
哎，不信耶稣的人会不会得癌症啊？
If you're non-Christian, can you have cancer?
有没有？有没有得癌症的？有哈。哎，基督徒有没有得癌症的？
Do we have Christians who have cancer?
也有嘛。
There are also.
我告诉你们这什么意思。
Let me tell you what that means.
弟兄姊妹，你一定要记住一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you must remember one thing.
当我们在讲万事要互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处的时候。
When we say that all things work together for the good of those who love God.
你千万不要把那个益处想成不信耶稣的人可以得到的。
Don't think that good is something that non-Christians can also get.
神给我们的益处是不信耶稣的人绝对得不到的。
The good that God has, wants us to have is something that non-Christians can definitely not receive.
是我们的生命被改变。
It is that our life is changed.
我们的生命不只是得救。
That our life is not only saved.
但是我们被改变。
But it's changed.
改变到有一天。
Changed to one day.
我们能够像我们的主。
Changed to one day that we can be like our God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们中间谁喜欢哭的举手。
Who likes to cry among us?
喜欢哭啊。如果你有选择你喜欢吗？
If you have a choice, would you like to cry?
喜欢笑的举手。
If you like to laugh, raise your hand.
我们都喜欢笑不喜欢哭对不对？
We all like to laugh, but we don't like to cry.
我们中间喜欢健康的请举手。
If those of us who like to be healthy, raise your hand.
谁喜欢全身都是病的请举手。
Raise your hand if you like to be full of illnesses.
我们中间喜欢你的小孩很听话的，请举手。
If you like your children to be obedient, please raise your hand.
喜欢你的小孩让你头痛，晚上睡不着觉的，请举手。
If you like your child to cause such a headache that you can't sleep at night, raise your hand.
没有啊。
No, there isn't any.
哎，喜欢你老公听话的举手。
If you like your husband to be obedient, raise your hand.
没有啊。假冒为善的人啊。哎，喜欢老婆听话的举手。
Raise your hand if you like your wife to be obedient.
弟兄比较诚实哈。
Our brothers are more truthful.
弟兄姐妹，我不是说地上的好处不好。
I'm not saying that the good things of this world are not good.
但是我希望你记住一件事。
But I want you to remember one thing.
无论是好事，无论是坏事。
Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing.
这件事如果不能让你变得更像耶稣。
If this thing cannot turn you to someone who is more like God, who is more like Christ.
这件事对你来讲都是坏事。
But these are all bad things for you.
如果一件事
If one thing
你经历了
After you experience it
让你变得更像耶稣
It can make you more like Christ
对你来讲这是好事
Then it's a good thing.
听明白没有
Do you understand?
万事要互相效力
All things to work together.
那个万事里面就包括了什么样的事都有啊
All things, it includes all kinds of things.
很多你想都想不到的事啊
Some beyond imagination.
被欺负啊
To be taken advantage of.
被骗啊
To be lied to.
被人家误会啊
To be misunderstood.
什么事都在里面
All things are included.
当然也有好事啊
Of course there are also good things.
医治啊
To be healed.
想不到的喜乐
the joy beyond imagination
神只有一个目的
God only has one purpose
因这圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告
Because the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words
所有的事
All things
你喜欢的
things you like,
你不喜欢的
things you don't like,
在神的手中
all things in the hands of God,
都能够被他使用
can all be used by him,
改变我们
to change us,
让我们变得像他的儿子
so that we can be like his son.
我们没有时间讲下面这几节。
We don't have time to talk about the next few verses.
我本来想今天把它讲完的。
I wanted to finish this, this passage today.
看样子只有留到下一次。
I can only leave it for next time.
我求神。
I ask the Lord.
帮助我们。
To help us.
记住不止天父爱你。
To remember that not only God loves us.
记住不止主耶稣爱你。
To remember not only Lord Jesus loves us.
请你记住圣灵很爱你。
Please also remember that the Spirit very much loves us.
他爱你爱到什么地步?
He loves you to a degree.
圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告
He loves us to a degree that the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words
我们低头祷告
Let's bow our head in prayer
天父你知道人的话是何等的有限
Heavenly Father, you know how limited the words of men are.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
我们知道保惠师比我们还了解我们的需要。
We know that the Holy Helper, that the Helper knows us even better than we do ourselves.
我们求圣灵用着这些话。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will use these words.
打开我们心中的眼睛。
Open the eyes of our heart.
让我们知道。
So that we know.
无论我们在什么环境里面。
No matter what environment we are in.
无论我们遇见什么样的事情。
No matter what things we encounter.
无论我们有多软弱。
No matter how weak we are.
无论我们会不会祷告。
Whether or not we know how to pray.
我们可以有把握。
We have the certainty.
我们知道你爱我们。
We know you love us.
我们知道主耶稣爱我们。
We know Lord Jesus loves us.
我们也知道圣灵爱我们。
And we know that the Holy Spirit loves us.
为着这样奇妙的爱。
For this amazing love.
为着这样子夺我们心的爱。
For this love that grabs our hearts.
我们要感谢你。
We thank you.
我们求圣灵。
We beseech the Holy Spirit.
用着这些话。
To use these words.
让我们刚强。
To strengthen us.
给我们盼望。
To give us hope.
让我们知道我们活在地上是有指望的人。
To know that we live in this world with hope.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.